Just-in-Time Devotionals. How willing are we to listen? Jeremiah chapter 33:3. God always comes just in time, and as long as there is life, there is hope. Medellin and all the surroundings. This October the 30th, we will have two meetings at the San Diego Shopping Center, 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., completely free admission. Remember to reserve your place at the cell phone number 300-311-2441. Limited spaces. I hope you'll be there to share together a time with God. In today's devotional, I woke up meditating on something, and it is a question. When we pray to God, how willing are we to listen to the answers that come from Him? Because usually when we ask for something, we already know, or we can say that we have clarity on what we want to be resolved or answered. But what happens when the answer that comes is not what I'm expecting? Am I able to receive it? Am I able to keep it in my heart and believe or just discard it? In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, we have a wonderful promise from God. Now, it is worth mentioning that this promise is for those who believe, for those who, when they pray to the Father, have faith believing that He answers. The Bible teaches this way: cry to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and hidden things that you don't know. For the answer to come, there must first be a petition. There must be a cry. There must be a need, and that cry must be intentional. Sometimes we don't ask, and we simply don't have it. Jesus, when He talked about prayer in the Sermon on the Mount, in the book of Matthew, He explained this way, because He who knocks is answered. To he who knocks, it will be open. If you ask, you receive. Then if you need something, you must be intentional in seeking it and provoking it. With God, it works this way, my beloved friends. And I explain it to you because sometimes we expect so much from God, but we are not willing to approach Him to provoke that answer in our life. It is good to meditate on this because, among other things, I may be expecting what I have not been looking for, or I may be expecting something different from what God wants to speak to me. Then, those who approach with faith, the Bible says, he who approaches God believes that there is. That is, you must believe that He is there listening, and you do not need any kind of mystical or supernatural manifestation to say, well, I know that God heard me. No, because among other things, sometimes we become very emotional and we think that if I feel something, then I already have the full certainty that God heard me and is going to answer me. But it is not like that. The Bible does not say that whoever approaches God has to stand on end, has to fall on the ground, has to... Now, if you feel any of these, glory to God, because God moves in different ways. But if not, faith is enough, my friends. That's why the Bible says, the one who approaches God only has to believe that He is there. That is, that He is there, and that He is the rewarder of those who seek Him, and that He brings the answer for those who have trusted and are waiting for Him to answer. This is very important to have it very clear. My beloved friends, first I have to provoke God to cry out to Him for that answer to come. Second, I know it will sound obvious, but sometimes the obvious is not so obvious, is that the true answer that will come from God is when you cry out to Him directly, without intermediaries. I am referring to those idols that we may have in our heart, or those images, and suddenly I am going to get into a patchy territory. As someone said, because sometimes we want an answer and a miracle from God, but then we kneel before what we call St. Jude, St. Peter, St. Patrick, St. Pancratius, St. Martin, etc., and so many other saints that have come out today, and then we get angry when nothing happens, because according to us, we cried out to God, but to which God did we cry out to? The one who made the heaven and the earth, or the one who says in the word that there is only one mediator between God and men, which is Jesus Christ? Do you see? That is not so obvious. Because you can light many candles, and forgive me if I am touching something sensitive, but I believe that our sensitivity and love for God must go according to what His word says, not to what I think. think, feel, imagine, or have been told. It is more, and I'm going to deviate here a little bit, but it is necessary that Jesus himself says, if you love me, my words will keep. Sometimes I do not like to enter into controversy, but there are people who tell me, but I pray to so and so, to this saint and this one because they are saints. And I tell them, well, what is more important to do? What you imagine what you think it is, or to do what God says it is? I put it this simple way. I can think something about you, and maybe what I think about you is not what you really are. Now, if I want to please you, for example, with my wife, if I love my wife, I have to know my wife, know her tastes, and give her what makes her feel good and what she likes. If I do it, I am expressing love towards my wife. If I imagine what she likes and I do it, maybe it makes her feel good, but it is not what she really loves, she likes. I am making myself understood. If I love God, who do I have to obey? God himself. It is simple. How can you say that you love God and go against what his word says? It doesn't make any sense. There is no coherence there. I am deceiving myself, thinking that I am very religious, that I love God, that I am behaving well, and that God, right? I go to the Bible and I know nothing of what the Bible says about God, nor what he has established through his word, and then everything I do because it seems good to me, I consider that it is what pleases God. Well, that is not the way. If I want to love God, I cannot love him in my way or as I expect, as I believe, as I imagine. It is how he wants to be loved, and how does God wants to be loved? Through his word, with obedience to his word. And what is obedient his word? It is allowing Jesus to enter my heart and lead me to that submission of love, to live according to his will and what he has established. And the Bible says there is no other mediator between God and men apart from Jesus Christ. Only Jesus, only Christ Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, God says, first, cry out to me. That is to say, provoke. Cry out, ask, but let it be me. There is no intermediary. He is the only one directly. To him you can proclaim through his son Jesus Christ, so that the answer comes to your life. Simple, isn't it? So start by saying, cry to me. It seems obvious, but sometimes the obvious is not obvious. And then what comes next? Okay, when you cry out to him, when you approach God himself through prayer with faith or through faith, then follow the following test and I will answer you. That is, God's answer will always come to a contrite and humble heart, to someone who longs for his presence. When you cry out to God with faith, to him directly, he hears. You don't need intermediaries or saints. You need God directly. He hears. And if God hears, my beloved friend, he answers. So he says, cry to me and I will answer you. You are not going to stay. You are not going to have a communication from one person, but he's going to listen to you and he's going to bring an answer to your life. Now he says, I will teach you. Beautiful, isn't it? There, I want to establish 2 points. And that is, first, the answer will come, but it will not always be as you expect. And second, in the midst of the answer that comes to your life, God is teaching you. What is he going to teach me? Great and hidden things that I don't know. That is to say, to what I am alien, to what I cannot understand, to what in the middle of the process comes the answer from God with a teaching. And what are we taught for? So that his wisdom is manifested in us and we can have a clear perspective of life and of his purpose for our life. It is not a matter of sometimes when we cry out to God, we think he is going to answer the problem, and then as if by magic the problem is gone and God did it, etc. But sometimes it is not going to be like that. A miracle may happen and happen that way. But most of the time the answer comes, and it comes with a teaching. I will show you great and hidden things that you don't know. That is, I will take you tomorrow. I will show you what I have for you. Sometimes, the miracle is not a complete solution to your problem, but an opportunity in the middle of the problem. This is what I meant when I explained that sometimes the answer will not come as we want. Maybe you already have the answer, but you have not learned to discern what God wants for your life, and you have discarded again and again. It is not that God has not answered you. It is that you have not wanted to understand what He is talking about, because you are so obsessed with what you expect from God that you have not given yourself the opportunity to listen to all that He is speaking to you and to open your eyes to understand. And this is necessary to learn. That is why I'm going to ask you a bigger and deeper question today. Are you sure that when you ask something to God, you are willing to listen and willing to let the Holy Spirit make you interpret correctly the answer that the Father gives you? I know many people who say, God spoke to me, and now this is the decision I'm going to make. And one wonders, well, if God spoke because the decision you are going to make is not consistent with what God is telling you, and then we move and made the wrong decision. Why? So God did not speak, Pastor. Of course, God spoke, but I interpreted, and I did not interpret it the right way. God spoke, but I did not want to understand what He wanted to teach me. And that is where everything changes, my beloved friends. God speaks, but now, what am I interpreting? God sometimes speaks to you through His word in the Bible. The question is, what are you understanding and what are you interpreting? I believe that is why it is important to have a continuous relationship with God and not 1 minute prayers once a week, where we want God to put out the fire that was produced by a certain problem. A constant relationship will lead us to not make mistakes, because it will lead us to know the heart of the Father and to know that the answer that He gives us cannot inject what I want it to mean, but what it really is. And when I interpret in the right way, it is because I know the heart of the Father. Because I have a relationship with Him, then I can enjoy His answer. There His will is manifested, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. I can rest because I find rest. I can enjoy His truth, and then I can be grateful. And if perhaps it arrives as I did not expect, then I receive it and I understand it. And I understand that His answer has already arrived. And secondly, that although the answer was not a miracle that from one moment to the next solved my problem, it is a teaching that leads me to move forward and to see His glory in the middle of that situation, which is not a problem, but an opportunity. You see, my beloved friends, it is important to be patient, to nourish that relationship with God every day, to know Him. It will give us the discernment to be able to interpret in the right way what He tells me and not what I want to hear. And at the end, to use the excuse that God told me and therefore I am going to do this or that. Now, if God is speaking to you and you don't understand, don't do anything. Keep praying that He will show you what He needs you to understand. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this wonderful word. Simple, but so is your word, full of love, of wisdom, of exhortation, of edification. I ask you, Father, that this short word could bring clarity to many today, to those who are listening to you, who are struggling to know if it is your will, it is not your will, who are struggling to know if you are responding or they think that you have already forgotten them. May they understand that every day the answer has always been there. We are the ones who ignore, but open our understanding. Bring us clarity, Lord, and above all, may we be willing to be submitted to you, to walk in your truth. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. And I also want to invite you to enter YouTube and look for our channel, Write Devotional Just in Time. Click on the little bell and subscribe and give light to each message that has touched your heart so it can be shared to others. I also invite you to follow me on social networks, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, on Facebook. You find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug. Blessings.